Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9490 for Tri-Day Friday. Something you love, even though it's not that great. And you know deep down it's not that great. Hugh's taking a trip to Ohio this weekend. He knows it's not great in Ohio, but he's going anyway. Probably most of us have been to Ohio or through Ohio.
Ohio, you got Columbus. Columbus is progressive.
I went to the Ohio State game last year against
Columbus
Texas.
Columbus is nice.
No, it's nice. Yeah, overall, it's that.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
the state
it's
like, it's there.
Yeah. It's like you got Cedar Point. You got Cincinnati.
You're not selling it. You're the Ohio guy.
You got Cincinnati.
Yeah, and?
You got the Jazz Festival.
What about that? What do they do in Cincinnati? What's the chili called? Skyline?
Skyline chili.
Looks gross, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No? Well, it sounds like you're looking forward to a great weekend, you.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
All right, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What you got?
Well, I'm going to hop on the afternoon show today at some point and give my top 11. And I'm looking forward to next week, the unveil of the top 11, Hugh. The top 11 athletes right now in Philadelphia sports. Can we hear a couple of takes from our coworkers here? Because I have a feeling we're in for quite a top 11 year this year, next week when it's unveiled, because there's been a pretty steady top 11 the last few years where you kind of just know, all right, this guy will be on the list, that guy will be on the list. And I think this year we're in a tizzy. I think we're in a transition year for the top 11. The way I see it is there's a lot of new people that should be towards the top, and a lot of the older guys or guys that have been kind of staples of the top 11 should be towards the bottom or off the list. But this stuff, I mean, I don't know which one of these guys is more lost. All right, let's hear Al Morgani, because that certainly fits the theme of the show. Al, on the afternoon show, talking about his clear number one athlete in Philadelphia right now. Let's hear that. I mean, that clip had it all there. I mean, Al putting Jalen Hurts at number one off of last year. Then him getting called, Al Shore Parks Morgani over
clickbait
there.
Clickbait, Al.
Al Shore
and then
Parks.
My favorite part is Ike in his corner as, like, the corner man. Like, you get him, Al! What do you think of Jalen Hurts as number one?
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, especially given the season that he had last
year. Right,
right. I mean, but, you know, a tremendous amount of respect for Al. And Al vibrates. You talk about somebody who vibrates on a different frequency.
Yes.
Al definitely does that. And I'm pretty sure he had his reasons. Now, some of the reasons that he gave are valid. Like, you play one of the toughest positions. You're under the most scrutiny.
Absolutely.
But you make the most bread.
So, here's where I'm at with Hurts in top 11. I'm going to unveil my full top 11 on the afternoon show later. We'll talk through everything next week when the ranking comes out. I'm not going to bite anyone's head off that puts him on the top 11. He's the quarterback of the Eagles. The idea of number one is preposterous. I mean, it's just preposterous to say he's the best athlete in the city right now after the season he just had. So that's that guy. That's Al putting him at number one. I think Spike is right. Spike said earlier this week he thinks Hurts is going to finish in the middle of this list because you're going to have some people who see this for what it is. He didn't have a good year last year. Probably not a top 11 athlete in the city right now. And then you're going to have some people that are so far in their heads with this Hurts stuff, and they're going to put him one, like the Seltzers of the world, the Al Morganis of the world. They're going to have this guy number one, that's crazy. But then there's the other guy here that I'm curious to see where he comes down. Let's hear where Paul Jolovitz has Bryce Harper.
Another hot take artist.
Completely. On his top 11. Let's hear Jolly on the afternoon show.
And no Jalen Carter.
Well, that's a debatable one, but for some.
Well, I mean, Lane.
Jalen Carter.
Lane made it.
I agree. Yeah. I hear you.
So
I hear you.
I'm stunned, Jolly, that you don't think Bryce Harper is one of the 11 best athletes in Philadelphia right now.
Come on, Jolly.
Yeah,
I'm the one that, when Dombrowski made his comments last year, I had no problem with him because he wasn't elite. He hasn't had more than 30 home runs or 90 RBIs in the last 5 years. There's a three-hole
hitter.
He had
30 home runs 2 years ago, Jolly.
more than 30. I said.
Oh, now we're doing the arbitrary 30.
He's a 30 plus.
You can worship Bryce Harper if you want. I don't. He's good. He's obviously very
good. Worshiping
he's
Bryce Harper, athletic. It's not being ridiculous.
All right. Hugh, let me ask you this. What's more ridiculous? Hurts at one or Harper off the list?
Harper's on my list.
Harper's on my list, too.
I think he's in the top five. I can't remember exactly where I put him, but he's in the top five, especially when you talk about the year that he's having. Because for me, this is more about the year.
Right.
Like, not the body of work. And I think that –
that's the way I did it, too.
Yeah, because – and however – because when I hear Al list, I think Al's talking about the body of work. And when you talk about Jalen Hurts' body of work, it –
That's top 11 worthy, the body of work, sure.
But when I made my list, I left it to last year. And last year, Jalen didn't play well. Bryce Harper didn't play well, but he's in the throes of a really good season
right now. Yes, he is.
So that's why he's on the list. Kyle Schwarber, another guy that's on the list. I think Bryce – that both of those were in my top five.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because Kyle is picking up where he left off at last year.
Yep.
Yes,
so that's kind of where I'm at with mine. But everybody has their own criteria for their list, because I can tell you right now, to a man, none of the offensive linemen were on my list.
Ooh, no Lane.
No.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
That's a defensive end right there.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's because nobody really had on that side of the ball a good year.
No, you're right.
It's fair. So Bryce Harper right now has the 17th highest OPS in baseball. Okay, now I'm not saying that should win an MVP. I'm not saying he's even the best he's ever been. He's not. I mean, he used to be top five. But guys, he's the top 20 hitter in the entire sport of baseball. Kyle, I think it's crazy to leave Bryce off lists.
Yeah, well, it's not the top 11 of your favorite athletes in the city. It's not your top 11 of athletes that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
It's
not who has the most decorated team resume, or it's not, like, if you were making the list, the most attractive players in the city right now. Maybe Jalen would be number one. But he's had a really tough season. He just has. I mean, and Harper had a bad one last year, and I think that was reflected in people's top 11s
that year. He's not – and. I was struggling between this Bryce versus last year's Bryce because it's both within the last year.
Yeah.
So Bryce isn't super high on my list, but he's on my list.
No, he's been better more recently than Hurts has. So
there's no question.
I mean, I have Harper on my list.
Yeah,
I didn't have Hurts on my list last year, so he's definitely not on the list again this year.
I don't think Al will be the only one to have Hurts near the top.
Well, of course not.
But I think leaving Harper off is crazier. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. I mean, you cannot leave Harper off the list. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We're live today. Ron Jaworski, Celebrity Golf Challenge. Jeff in Wilmington up with us on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
Hugh, are you driving out today? Or are you flying into Cleveland or Columbus? What are you doing?
I'm going to ride his e-bike.
No, I'm going to drive.
Unicycle? Unicycle?
No, I didn't get my e-bike.
Yeah.
He always drives.
I'll you on a turnpike at some point. It'll probably be in PA. I'm in Ohio right now. I spent a lot of time in Ohio.
It's not a bad ride, though. You're on the turnpike. It's not going to be a bad ride.
Yeah. All right, so initially I was sort of with Joe on this and keep Jalen in a whole year, but he makes some really good points. Like, let me ask you this. Do you think there is enough talent if Jalen has a year like he had this past year where it's just barely okay? Do you think they would still stay with him, or do you really think they would bring Dalton in? Because if we bring Carrot Top in, our season's cooked.
Well, you know what? When I say, Jeff, and I think a lot of people aren't understand what I'm saying, this mm-hmm. Jalen scenario is extreme. That's if Jalen's sitting back there, and I said burping the baby, and he doesn't know where to go with a football.
Right.
And they're saying, hey, the plays are there. He's not making the plays. That's when they'll go with Andy Dalton. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I don't think Jalen's going to do that. I think Jalen's
on the table.
But it's on. I think it's on the table. I think it's on the table. When you talk about, because, you know, I was sitting there talking to Steve Smith this morning, right? And you know, Steve Smith, he stays in Carolina, and he's a part of the Carolina Panthers. And he was talking about for Andy Dalton, when he was down there in Carolina, he was kind of the mentor for Bryce. And when Bryce was messing up, that's when he stepped in. Kind of like the same thing, because they were trying to implement the new offense. You know, and he stinks. Yeah. Like, listen, he's not a good quarterback. I'm not trying to sit here and sell to anybody that he's going to come in and save the season.
Now, we're still ordering you an Andy Dalton jersey.
But
that's not stopping.
Here's the reality of it. Extreme case, if Jalen is not putting the football where it needs to be or looking where he needs to look in this offense, and Andy does, that's what they're going to do. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're talking about. So that's
kind of be the
extreme,
third year in a row.
Yes, that's the extreme case.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I hope we don't have to get to that point.
Well, we all do. Jeff, what do you got for us? Friday, something you love, even though you know it's not that great.
Okay, it's not that great for you, but it's a fried egg on a hamburger. It's basically a heart attack sandwich. Yeah. But, man, it's so good. But you just shouldn't eat a whole lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people probably feel that. Well, any food in general that you know deep down. And Jeff, preached the phone call.
I think I'm out on the egg on burger thing.
Egg on burger, out.
Yeah, well, like, I love an egg. Love a fried egg. I love a dippy egg.
Now, is this from a taste perspective or health perspective? Well, you're not really a health guy.
No. I don't give a crap about that. The taste thing is fine. If it's a runny yolk, as soon as I put my hands on the burger, yeah. That thing's going everywhere.
Well, I feel that way about egg on a bagel. Like, yeah. It has to be cooked the right way.
Yes.
Because if it's too runny, then it's
right.
Just a mess.
Right, I agree, yeah.
If you want runny eggs, that's different. Yeah. But if egg is on any sort of sandwich, it can't be runny.
Yes, I agree.
It ruins the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I also think from the perspective of food, I think there's a lot of things that you know are not good for you. Or drinks. I mean, let's be honest, right? We're all smart enough to realize what's good and what's not for us. But they're good, and you love them anyway. Yeah, I mean, worry about it.
Like Ohio.
Like Ohio.
It's going to be awesome.
You sound so excited.
You sound so pumped, dude. You're like Bobby
excited.
Clark when he would call in during the Flyers run. Like the living, breathing embodiment of enthusiasm.
You know what? I can't wait for next year to talk to Bobby Clark again. He got pissed at me.
Well, he did not. He thought your questions were pretty dumb.
Well, I had a few that were a little inappropriate, but that's okay. Let's say, you know, we haven't talked to in a couple of days. Xavier in Tampa.
Oh,
what's up?
Boy.
Xavier, how are you?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I suffer from extreme PTSD, and I listen to this show as much as I can to try to help with that. But I don't know if I should be listening to it on Friday.
But it's Friday. It's a great day.
We're unhinged on Fridays.
Yeah, it is a great day. So Jalen Hurts has a no-trade clause, right, unless he agrees to explicitly go to another team?
Yes, he does.
So, do we really think that the Eagles would cut Jalen Hurts?
Who said something about cutting him?
Well, no one said that today. You're speaking of the future, right? Like the next a year from now, is that what you're saying?
If they bench him, I guess.
Yeah, like that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Since we're doing a lot of reckless speculating today.
Well, one thing I just want to. I'll let you finish. I just want to throw this out there. I think there's a misunderstanding that we have as fans on no trade clauses. No trade clauses are not really anything but leverage for the player. In my experience as a fan, when a team doesn't want a player anymore and they want to move on from them, the no trade clause only acts as leverage for the player to get to the team they'd rather go to in the trade. Like, if this doesn't have to be about Jalen. It could be about anyone, Xavier. If a team says, we don't want you here anymore, the player is just not going to say, well, I want to be here. Sorry. It doesn't work like that. That player will not be on the team the next season, but they will have leverage over the space they go. So they'll say, well, I'm only going here, here, and here, so you better trade me there, otherwise I won't waive it. So I think people have this like idea that Jalen cannot be moved because of a no-trade clause. No, that is just not how no-trade clauses work. If the Eagles don't want him, they'll tell him that. They will move him, but he will dictate the terms of where he lands. That's my perspective on no-trade clause. Right, you can go ahead.
Got it. Appreciate that. Hurts is definitely my number one athlete in Philadelphia. You call me crazy. Call me whatever you want to call me. It doesn't matter.
Super Bowl MVP.
You're not crazy. I like you. But, I mean, after last season?
No, you're a little out of your
come
mind.
Come on now.
Hey, well, look. He's also top seven in jersey sales. He's not going away. And y'all keep saying on the radio how history does not matter. Well, every time you go for a job, you present a resume, right? And a resume has what you have done. I know they're looking at your they're also looking at your potential, but your resume has historical data on it. So you can't really talk to me about, you know, we can't take history into account when we're talking about
it. It doesn't work that way in sports.
Xavier, with all due respect, yes, we can, because I was a three-time Pro Bowler and the Rookie of the Year, and I'm sitting my ass here on this radio station talking to you. So what does that mean?
It means players decline.
I mean, like with all due respect, Xavier, I hear what you're saying. And again, what's up, big dog? Hey, nobody's trying to disrespect Jalen, right? Because when we talk about this, this is just the NFL in a nutshell. If he's not producing, Xavier, for all the good that Jalen has done, if Jalen can't get us back to a Super Bowl or get us to the playoffs or whatever, if for whatever reason, then he's not going to be the quarterback, bottom line. And you got it.
But you agree that football is the ultimate team sport, right? And that guy,
yes,
OG, he took a lot of my talking points, because that part where he was talking about, you know, Hurts, you know, didn't, you know, people want to talk about Hurts didn't have a completion in a half or whatever, but they don't want to talk about the folks that dropped the ball and how that would have changed the whole trajectory of the game. And even going back to our last playoff game again, like people don't want to talk about those drop balls.
But Xavier, like, hold on. If there's a catch, that's one completion in the second half. Like, how does that make it much better?
Yeah, but what about the drop? And what about if they would have caught the ball, how that would have changed the entire trajectory of the football game?
Xavier,
you can't just put all this on Hurts.
No, Xavier, and nobody's putting it all on Hurts. And I apologize if you hear it that way. But I thought I framed it in a way where you understand. If we're going to give, say for instance, if we're going to give Jalen Hurts after this year $100 million more dollars, guess what that means? You're not going to be able to pay Cooper DeJean. You're not going to be able to pay Quinyon Mitchell. So your defense, in essence, or parts of your team are going to suffer. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs as an example. For the last couple seasons, they moved on from Pro Bowl corners.
McDuffie. Tyreek Hill back in the day, too.
And then they went and they just gave a dude that's coming off a knee injury some more money. You know why they did that? Because they feel strongly that they got that guy that no matter what happens on the other side of the ball, that he's going to make it happen on his side of the ball. You see what I'm saying?
But you would agree that the quarterback is way more important than the guy on the other side of the ball, right?
I would agree with that. But, Xavier, if we're talking about giving Jalen Hurts more money, right, we have to be sure that he can be the guy that's going to carry the water. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to see. And last year, if you're being honest, like, Jalen didn't carry all the water last year. And it's not all on him. The offensive line wasn't good, right? The running back wasn't good. And I've never once sit here and say that it's all on Jalen. But like we both agreed upon, Jalen is the most important guy on the field, correct? So if we're giving Jalen some more money and we're gonna be weak at other positions, we got to be sure about Jalen, correct?
Yeah, I get it. He's worth what the market is willing to pay him. And you know what? Again, he's my top dog. Thank y'all for listening, man.
You got it, Xavier. We appreciate you. And thank you
for the conversation, man.
That one went better than our last call, Xavier. I need to say this about resume in sports. Yeah. We got to stop. Like, your resume at your job is not like the player's resume.
Well,
if we went by the logic of resume, no successful athlete would ever be replaced by a younger, less accomplished athlete. It would never happen What's the resume? Let's just go back to Jalen when Jalen took the job. At that point, Carson Wentz's resume was 10 times his, right? It was like Carson had once played great. Then he what? Jalen had never played in the NFL. The coaches have to go by their eyes and the film, not the resume.
Can I say this? Even if we want to operate as though that's a good analogy with the resume, your job interview, you know what the resume really just does? It gets you the interview.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you the job.
Well, the interview gets you the job.
The interview is them trying to figure out with your resume and with the interview what you will be for their company.
Yeah, of course.
So the whole idea is to figure out what you project to be in the future. Now, is the resume part of it? Sure, they'll factor that in. But the resume gets you the opportunity to interview.
Talk to them, Kyle.
Is that wrong?
I think you're right. It makes a lot of sense. You could make a case for this season. This season is Jalen's interview to stay as the quarterback.
Exactly.
Now, that may make people upset because they want him to stay forever, but I'm just telling you.
Right.
They've set this up. This is where we go back and forth between this is my opinion, this is the reality. Well, this is both. The Eagles have set it up to where this is the year Jalen's got to show them he's worth the next contract.
Yep.
If he plays great, he gets the contract. I personally would give him the full year to figure it out because I want the most information on his ability to run this particular offense at a high level. Quick trigger, you know, Dalton over here is ready to knock him off the field in week six. I told you.
Hugh Dalton.
I told you. I'm not getting on a plane to watch Andy Dalton. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
we're canceling the trip to London if we're watching Dalton. Do you want to go on a plane to England to watch Dalton?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Not doing it.
Don't think that's going to happen. But in extreme scenario, then we might be doing that.
Okay.
I don't think Jalen's gonna stink it up like that. I really don't.
Well, yeah.
But if he does, it's gonna be bad.
The first one saying bench him will be Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some golfers coming off the course. We're excited to have some people on the show the rest of the way. We'll also talk to Scott Fransky, who is out in Milwaukee as the team tonight takes on the Brewers. It should be a fun series this weekend. Sanchez Sunday, Mizorowski tonight, and the Phillies got themselves a new outfielder yesterday. What does that mean for Adolis Garcia's injury? We'll talk to Scott Fransky, all your phone calls on a Tri-Day Friday. Jalen Hurts, if he struggles this season mightily, would you pull the plug during the year? I'd give him the full season to figure it out. I'm calm guy today. I'd give him the full season. Now, Douglas over here in his Dalton jersey, we know what he would do. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. And this starts tonight. I'm excited to watch the United States tonight. I'm excited to watch all of these games starting tonight. And right now, if you look on Kalshi, Spain is trading at 17% to win the entire thing, which means a $100 trade right now on Kalshi on Spain pays out over $530 if they win the whole thing. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.